his body.
As well as studying the science of human movement, Bruce Lee also designed his own weight training equipment, built by a close friend.
George Lee made a couple things for him that were specifically to develop grip strength and the size of Bruce's forearm. Bruce thought that led to an increase in punching power. But one was a grip that you clench your fist open and shut to work your forearm muscles. It's actually a lot like the stuff you see in sporting goods stores now.
Bruce Lee's training regimen helped him reach high levels of stamina, speed, and agility. It allowed him to perform feats of superhuman strength, such as a two-fingered push-up, seen here in rare archive footage from a karate tournament in 1967. He also perfected a super-fast and powerful blow, known as the one-inch punch.
This guy was probably the fastest person I've ever seen, and he had that strength. I mean, the one-inch punch, for instance, he would knock you clear across the room.
Lee's speed was legendary. Even when slowed down to a quarter speed, his strike is still hard to capture on camera.
He could stand 5 feet away from you, leap in there and tap you on your face, and be back here standing before you could move, before you could intercept it. And then every time they'd say, well, wait a minute, I wasn't ready, do it again. And he'd do it about two more times, and they'd say, oh, hell, you know, I can't put up with that, you know.